Massive wins, Lee, last week at the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
This one didn't get as much attention because the other one was so big. These judicial dictators can't issue injunctions right. anymore.
And that's probably the most important ruling that the Supreme Court has made in a long time.
Yes, very long. And by the way, Trump wasn't supposed to win that one.
Nope.
Because we were told, no, these judges, all almost 600, almost 700 of them, they could just pick anything Trump's doing and tell him to stop. No, they can do that for the whole country. What they're saying now is two things. You've got to have an actual court case that you're ruling on, and three things, actually. You can issue an injunction for that case in that jurisdiction. There's 94 districts, so 1/94th of the country is what it'll apply to, basically. But that's it. You can't enjoin the president. Lee, it had gotten so bad by last week. I don't think people realize how bad it was. That Trump was forced to sue all 15 judges in the Maryland district because they're very liberal there. And they had gotten to the point where they'd gotten so sloppy that if they just didn't like what Trump was doing, they didn't even bother to rule on a case. They just ruled that he was to stop deporting illegals for 48 hours. And it's a long story behind why that was. This was a trial balloon to see. Could a random district court judge or judges just order Trump to stop deporting people? The left wanted to find out if they could do it.
They found out, didn't they?
Yeah. So and could do it without even a court case. Just, hey, we've noticed you're deporting people. We don't like it. Stop. That's how bad it got. He sued all 15 of them. I mean, can you imagine the precedent on that? Six, almost 700 liberal justices, just saying, hey, whatever Trump does, we'll just note it and just send him an order not to do it anymore. That's where we were until the Supreme Court stepped in and stopped this. But there was this other ruling, and you look at a ruling like this and think, dear God, if we ever had a liberal majority on the Supreme Court, the way it would change this country. This decision, Mahmoud versus Taylor, and what it was over was, can the Montgomery County, Maryland school system force children as young as 5 to sit through the reading of 13 LGBTQ+ inclusive texts in English and language arts? This is curriculum for kids pre-K through the 12th grade. And children were required, it was required reading to learn or listen to read or listen to stories like Prince and Knight about two male knights who marry each other, Love Violet about two young girls falling in love with each other, and Born Ready, the true story of a boy named Penelope. It's about the child's transition. Now listen to this. This is part of the curriculum. Teachers were informed it was a mandatory reading, must be assigned, families can't opt out, and the guidelines for teachers made clear that students, get this, had to be corrected if they expressed opposing views on gender, like a girl can't be a boy. The teachers were instructed to say, quote, that comment is hurtful, unquote.
Well, it's clear that was nothing but political indoctrination.
Yeah, that's a religion right there.
Yeah, that's
the Democrat Party is a cult, and this is their religion.
Yeah.
So they got the religion out of schools. That was the first step. This was the second step. Listen to this. This is from the actual curriculum. Even if a student merely asks, what's transgender, teachers are expected to say, quote, when we're born, people make a guess about our gender and label us boy or girl based on our body parts. Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. They actually ruled on this. Teachers were specifically told, this is from the Supreme Court case, to disrupt thinking or values opposing pro-LGBTQ and transgender views. To disrupt the thinking. Anything that, ran against that, like, well, homosexuality is against my religion. Like if a child was to say that, they were to be told that is hurtful. In other words, singled out in front of the class. So this was not a constructive conversation. This was pure indoctrination. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of families tried to opt out of these lessons, Christians, Muslims, all of them.
Interesting coalition there too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, look at the name on the case, Mahmoud versus Taylor. Mm-hmm. And there were opt-outs allowed for all kinds of other things in the school, like sex ed.
See, that's what diversity looks like, Tara.
Yeah.
Christians and Muslims working together to stop political indoctrination.
By the left.
Yes.
And they're supposed to never oppose the left, is the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, the school system allowed opt-out of these lessons, you know, like for sex ed, for other things, but they said, well, so many kids want to opt out, so many parents, we can't do that, it'll cause chaos. And so the whole thing ended up at the Supreme Court. Now, listen to this. Justice Sonia Sotomayor declared, there, quote, will be chaos for this nation's public schools if we can't have what amounts to transgender storybook time. As a mandatory part of the curriculum. She said children will suffer if parents are allowed to opt their children out. She said that this would be a disaster for public schools. Public education is doomed if this passes. Obviously, thank God she's in the minority. But they've only just started this like in the last few years, Lee. I mean, it's not like this has been part of public education for 20 years right. or something, and now we're doomed. I mean, this woman is crazy. Yes. And unfortunately, yes. She's on the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, you know. Yeah. I just can't help but wonder, okay, let's say that we wanted a curriculum that talked about the benefits of owning and operating weapons. Guns and had literature that students from kindergarten through 12th grade were required to read. And anybody who disagreed with your Second Amendment rights, you were not allowed to talk about that. That you had to admit that, oh, the Second Amendment is great, which it is, and that you had to affirm your belief that every American citizen has a right to own and operate weapons of their choice and anywhere. Now, what if that were being our children being indoctrinated with that? What do you think would happen?
They should be indoctrinated.
Well, actually, they should, but that's something that the parents should do. Yes, exactly.
It's like actually in the Constitution.
This is not a perfect analogy here.
I know. Okay,
going a little over the top.
Yeah, you know,
demonstrating absurdity by being absurd, as Rush would do.
Yeah. No, I mean no. They'd have a huge problem with that.
Of course, they would.
Sotomayor says this threatens the very essence of public education.
And see, what I was talking about was an actual enumerated right.
Right.
Not a made-up set of beliefs that many people, a majority of Americans, do not agree with.
Well, we won and they lost.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
I hate to throw cold water on it, but for now. But this is an important victory. It is very important.
Yeah. And to win at 6-3 is excellent.
And this is why elections matter.
Yes. I mean, can you imagine as a condition of getting a public education that you have to be indoctrinated in this stuff?
Yeah.
That was part of the curriculum.
Well, you know what would be next, communism and Marxism.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then, of course, you know, global warming or climate change. And then you would have, you know, we've already got a rejection of theology and religion. You know, then we'd be disavowing the Constitution. So, I mean, the slope would be even slipperier.
Yeah. And, you know, look, they've already stripped the classics out. You know what's amazing? My daughter is, you know, she's going into her senior year, right? Mm-hmm. She has managed to get to her, I can't believe this, without reading any of the classics. She's never read Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. In one of her class, can you imagine? In like when we were in school, wait, you could not make it through school without reading Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That was like ABC 1, 2, 3, right?
Yeah.
No Shakespeare, no Edward Allan Poe, no Jane Austen, none of the authors, zero.
And what about the American authors?
Oh, none of them either.
Yeah.
No. There's none of that. It's all modern authors, and they're all politically correct.
Yeah.
I just mentioned this stuff to her, and she's like, "Who?" So unbelievable.